William Canongeiser and his fellow L.A. Guitar Quartet members performing Sergio Assad's Interchange Concerto for four guitars and orchestra. They were joined by the Delaware Symphony Orchestra, conducted by David Amato. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of William Canongeiser. Next, we'll hear him performing jazz-inspired music by Dusan Bogdanovic. Bill Canongeiser spoke about the piece.
I grew up hearing jazz all the time. My dad was a huge jazz fan, and I do not make the claim that I am a jazz musician. That's like a whole other discipline of, you know, knowing the standards and being able to comp and improvising. But I feel like I can swing, and I just love it. And Dusan wrote this collection of pieces, and I think it's one of the funniest titles ever. You know, The Book of Unknown Standards is so ironic, obviously. You know, it's like, here's standard pieces that no one's ever heard. But he really was able to capture the essence of different kinds of standards. And it's funny, at my gig last night, afterwards, people were looking at the CDs and they said, which one should I get? And I said, you know, if you like jazz, this one's cool. And check out Steps to Hell and Back from Book of Unknown Standards, because that's one of the craziest pieces I ever had to play. But he's referencing the piece Seven Steps to Heaven. That's a jazz standard, but Steps to Hell and Back, it's great. But yeah, the tapping, that's me tapping on a little, I made a little device. It's two pieces of graphite epoxy connected, and there's two British tuppence on the inside, so two coins. So when I tap my foot, it gets this little tick, tick. And I use it in almost every concert I play. And I actually credited the percussionist on the album credits. I said, you know, percussion by Righty McToe.
William Canongeiser performing Steps to Hell and Back from the Book of Unknown Standards by Dusan Bogdanovich. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Here's more from that interview with our featured artist, William Canongeiser.
A lot of people in the guitar world know this, but kind of the general public at large doesn't know that you've got this amazing ability for doing impersonations and this comedic talent. When did this kind of emerge?
When I was really young, my folks said I said my first pun when I was about 6 years old. And then I started imitating, like, there was this ice cream company in New Jersey called Carvel Ice Cream, and I did this imitation of Tom Carvel. He sounded like an old guy who was, like, actually on the toilet, you know, constipated. This is Tom Carvel, and we got these wonderful ice cream products. And I did that for my family at, like, in some Passover dinner when I was, like, nine, and they just busted in a gut. And I just realized I had this gift, you know. But then when I discovered Monty Python and Fireside Theater, it was on, because that's their whole thing. And then 40 years later, I share the stage with John Cleese and with Phil Proctor, and now I'm best friends with Phil Proctor from Fireside. And it's like, what are the chances of that? That my comedic heroes that I wasted hours and hours and hours in instead of studying in high school, that I would share the stage with those guys, and it's fantastic. But then I fell into this thing of, I don't do impersonations of, like, famous celebrities. I do impersonations of people that mean a lot to me, which are guitar players. And we're, as a sample group, there's so many guitar players who are just distinct personalities, and they have, like, very idiosyncratic ways of speaking and of expressing themselves. And so,
okay, well, let's hit...
Well, give me... Just shoot, and I'll go there.
Okay, let's do it this way. I saw Jimmy Fallon do this thing where he gives a person's name and then gives something you want to talk about. Let's say, can you do Segovia talking about Lady Gaga?
Sure. I think she very talented, but why she wear the beef? Why is not for a dress? Is to cook and to eat? How's that?
Okay. That's pretty good. Okay. Just off the cuff there. Okay. That's pretty impressive.
Kind of hit me.
Okay.
Like Odeiro, Dusan, Pepe, Paweko.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
Those
let's
are
see.
My.
I never hear Odeiro talking, so I don't know.
But it's not so difficult. I think you talk like that, you know. But, you know, you did give me a topic. You have to. I have to know what I'm talking about. Come on. Come on, man.
Okay, what about Odeiro is talking about you. What is he going to say?
You know, Bill, he's crazy. That guy crazy. But, you know, he's pretty funny. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, what about Barweco? You know, of course, he did the Lexus commercial back in the 90s. Okay, let's say Barweco gets another commercial gig, but this time it's for Preparation H.
I tell you something. We guitarists, we sit a lot, you know? And I can't tell you, but there's a lot of pressure down there, you know what I mean? And, you know, I tried this cushion, the round one, you know, but don't do anything. I tried this H, it worked pretty good. For me, it's good. Do you think it's for you? I don't think it's for me. But I tell you, I'm not gonna apply it to you, okay? You gotta do that yourself.
You know,
that's good. I've talked to him. You've got it down to like the nuances and the ticks of people's personalities. Pretty incredible.
Okay, well, thanks. It was nice coming in. Well,
closing this special artist profile edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard our featured artist, William Canongeiser, and his fellow members of the LA Guitar Quartet performing the Cat Cow Reel by Scott Tennant. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our music and medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Share music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.